Welcome to Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. This is a faith-based podcast where your host, Teresa, will share her life struggles with you, as well as interview others on their life struggles to show you no matter what is going on, God will get you through it. No storm is too big or too small for Him. Please sit back, relax, grab your favorite cup of joe or beverage. Enjoy today's episode. Here is your host, Teresa.
Hey guys, it's me, Teresa. Hope all is well. Hope you're doing really good. You know, I'm not going to take too long, but I know I am not doing podcasts on an every week or every month basis. I've skipped because so much is going on in my life, and I'm sure so much is going on in your life. Is life still struggling? Absolutely. Is life easy? Absolutely not. But do you know what? Is God working? He is. We need to rejoice because He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, today I came on here because I want to talk about the great I am, who you say you are. You know, I'm reading a really good book right now, and oh my gosh, don't quote me for what the title of the book is, but it's not a person that I thought I would have ever read. Actually, I judged him in a way I shouldn't have. And forgive me, I'll have to say to him on this podcast. And I'm going to tell you who it is. And a few people are going to be like, wow, you really do like him? Well, until I got to read one of his books, because God sent it my way. And again, I don't remember the title, and forgive me, but I think it's a book about brokenness and how God works when you're broken and what He's doing. It's titled by Steve Furtick. Yep, Steve Furtick. I would watch him on TV, but just really didn't know him. He didn't really jive with me too much. My sister-in-law really liked him, but let me tell you, this book that I am reading, God Uses Broken People, is such an amazing book. Now, that is not the title, and forgive me, I have to go grab it and look it up, but I just really wanted to get up on here and just talk to you, but also give Him credit for what I'm going to speak about, but really give God the credit, because as we struggle each and every day, we don't know what's going to happen. Are we always going to struggle? I'm going to tell you yes. Some days we're not struggling, like our lives are just going really well and everything's really flowing, but we'll always have some type of struggle. Yeah, but the struggles aren't bad. It's what you believe while being in the struggle. While you are weak, He is strong. You know, there's so many great Bible verses, and I can't even quote them right now because, again, I don't have my Braille cards next to me. I'm trying to memorize. If you're following me on my blog post, we're going to be in lesson 6. I don't know if we're going to talk. I've asked people to read this week the book of Job, and it's a lot impacted in there. It's a great story because I'm really pulling out people that are broken and showing you how God is using them. But it's not me who's doing it. It's God working me through Him and showing you, because I'm really broken, but I'm really not. For when I am weak, He is strong. But He also says in Matthew, I think it's 11:33. I could be wrong. Don't hold me to that. Forgive me again for not having it. But I just figured, let me jump on my podcast. Let me talk for a few minutes. Let me just ramble as I do, because I haven't rambled so well, and talk to you about this great book I'm reading, but more so while reading the Bible and doing my blog post on teresa-blessings.blog. You can find all the latest. You know, I've been writing a little bit more than I've been speaking on my podcast, because it's a season. You know, God takes me through seasons when I think, okay, I'm kind of not going to write for a while. Then He gives me my podcast, and He sometimes says, you know what, slow down. I don't know, but I try to listen to His still small voice. So who do you say you are? Let's go there. You know, sometimes we say, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm a school teacher, I'm a lawyer, I'm a judge. But first and foremost, always remember you're a child of the Most High God. God created you, so there is not one mistake in who you are. But try not to label yourself with a negative. Always try to go, no matter what you're going through, labeling yourself with a positive. Because God is working. He is so amazingly working. But let me tell you, it's in the chapters 4 and 5 of Steve Furtick's book, you know, When You Are Broken. It's not really called When You're Broken. Again, forgive me, but you just have to go, oh God, I wish I could. And, you know, maybe I'll take a break and go look it up and then come back. And, you know, but I'm just so excited to say, what does God say about you? And what is the words I am so strong about? You know, I've never looked at it the way Steve Furtick broke it down in his book, but he's so right. You know, we sometimes say, you know, that we're tired and we're this and we're that when someone asks. But I want you to hold on to something even more powerful. First, let's unpower and unleash, actually, the words I am. Do we really know what they are and what they mean? Well, you might say, well, I am, you know, because you're saying who you are. But what does God say to Moses at the very beginning? I am. So when you say, I am tired, I am sick, I am frustrated, don't do that. Try to put a positive. Know that even if you are tired, you are sick, you're frustrated, always know that the first two words before you say the third, the what you are, you're a child of the Most High God. That's first and foremost if you believe. Even if you don't believe, you really are, because he's created everything and everyone. But you're always using God first. So you're saying, because God says, I am the great I am. So you always have to remember, before you say what you really are, you're a child of the Most High God. So the I am word needs to be impacted with I am gracious, I am loved, I am wonderfully made. For when I am weak, I am also strong. That's what Paul said in his word when he was praying. And, you know, I didn't get this revelation on my own. God brought me to Steve Furtick's book to get all these revelations and to really unpack so much. And as I've been reading and kind of going through Bible verses and trying to memorize them and write them on flashcards and keep them in my heart and pray God's word back, I'm learning so much in this time when I am in the struggle, but I am in the struggle with the great I am. So that's what I want you to lean on today. Lean on whatever you're going through and whatever you say you are. You're a child of the Most High God for the foremost, but he also is the great I am. So whatever you are, you're doing it with him. So turn around those negatives and turn them to a positive, because that's what God wants you to do. He loves you so much that he gave his only son for your sins, and you're never going to be perfect. And you're going to go through those struggles just like Joseph and Hannah and all the great people and Job and Jesus even, you know, he was perfect, but he had to live on this earth and go through his struggles and teach us about the Father, teach us about his Father and give us mercy and grace. And we know Moses and David, they're all amazing people. Rahab, they've all had their struggles. But they sat with God at different times and learned. And that's what we need to do. So when you are broken, no, it is not unused. It is, you are not defeated by anyone. Do not believe the lies of the enemy, because you are wonderfully and beautifully made. You're not, there's not one mistake, not one misstep in any of what you're going through, of any of it, because God created you. And yes, you may be weak, but enjoy that weakness, because while you are weak, you are strong. Because that's what Paul tells us. He shares with us that when you are weak, you are also strong. The great I am has created you. He's created me. He loves you unconditionally. I hope this small podcast today has brought you so much joy, so much happiness, and you rethink your I am statement. You really rethink when someone says, who are you? Well, first of all, as you know, you're the child of the Most High God, and that alone is powerful. But if the great I am says he is looking out for you, he is. And when you use that statement, you are first saying who he is and what you are. So rethink those statements. And I'm just going to close this podcast. I'm not even going to go find that book, because it's not. I am thankful to Steve Furtick for everything. If you want to check out some good books, go find one of his books. First of all, always follow the Lord, the Bible, and know that you are a child of the Most High God. And no matter what you're going through today, he's got you in the palm of his hand. And no one can snatch you. He tells you, nobody can snatch. Nobody, not one person. There's so many great, we've studied in my podcast, in my blog post. We have studied, you know, the first and second, John, we've done some James, and I wish I'm not as good as I want to be, but I'm still learning, still praying, still believing, still knowing that God is working in me. But it's not because who I am, but I am who I am because I believe in the great I am, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I will bow down to him and worship him. Yes, I will. So anyways, guys, you have a wonderful and blessed day. I hope that you visit me again next week or the next time I'm on, because I don't know if I'll be on next week. I don't know. But go sit with my blog post. But first and foremost, go sit with God, pray to him, believe, and know that he is working. And if you are struggling, know that you are not in the wrong place. He's got you and he's going to work in and through you. This podcast, real, live, raw, I am not fixing one part of it because I know I'm just proud to be a daughter of the Most High King. Jesus is Savior in my world and I hope he's in yours too. So let's go really quickly and I'm going to say a prayer and we're going to lift the God up that we know so well, that he is taking care of us. Dear Heavenly Father, today I come boldly to your throne knowing that you are the great I am and you made all of us. We are your children and I am your daughter. I am your son. I'm not a son, but I'm speaking to those who are praying with us, Lord. I am your child, and I am grateful for that because, again, you are the great I am, Father. I can only say I know when we can see your words and your wisdom through our lives and through our hearts, and we see that you're working, not one mistake is written wrong. So I will not proclaim that I am weak or that I am not able to do, because I am your daughter. I am your child. I am your son. I am your child who's given great strength. And I pray as I say these prayers, people are not really reversing them or speaking them out, but they are agreeing. And I have said, Father, that I am grateful to be your daughter. So I know as I keep my words to keep on doing what I do, you are going to be better and keep your word and work in and through me as you are, Father. I'm sorry I don't have my Bible verses with me, and I can still not be perfectly and wonderfully, I am perfectly and wonderfully made, but that I am not able to dictate them back. But I know, Father, you are working in and through all of us, and you know our hearts, and that is the greatest I am of all. I am your child. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Stephen Furtick, who's written that wonderful book to say that when we are broken, You are really working through the brokenness of all of us. That there's not, you didn't come to the rich, you came to the broken to show them you are able to do amazingly, amazingly, abundantly more than I can ever ask or do, because you are working in and through. Okay, Father, as you see, I love you dearly. Are you here? I thank you and thank you. Please bless each and every one who hears this message, who hears these words of wisdom, that it is you. I am listening to you, Father. I am working. I know that I'm struggling, but I am your daughter, and I know you are working. So I am, they are, we are going to believe that you will come right on time. My yoke may be hard, but you are working, Father. I need to rest in you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed a few minutes. I know it is not perfectly made, but it is what God has brought to my heart to share. Until next time, go check out the Bible, because that is the greatest words. Not what I have to say, what God is working in and through you. But you are a child of the Most High God. So change those I am statements today to be nothing but positive, but know he is in those statements. Have a blessed and glorious day. Bye, guys.
Do you have a story of a struggle that God has brought you through that you would like to share with the world? If so, Teresa Gufanti is inviting you to be a guest on her Struggling Bliss But Not Alone podcast. If you're interested, please send an email to teresa-blessings@outlook.com to learn more. That's teresa-blessings@outlook.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ruthie from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. When I'm struggling, my favorite Bible verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hello, my name is Doug and I live in Dallas. My favorite go-to scriptures for encouragement is 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. And by the way, Joseph and Esther are two of my favorite biblical characters.
Luke from Ardmore, Alabama, and one of the passages I go to when I'm struggling is Hebrews 13:5-6. It says in part, "For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." And that's from the King James Version of the Bible.
Isaiah 40:28-31 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Isaiah 40:28-31, ESV.
This is Grandma Struggles, and I live in a small town in the North Pole by Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Yep, that's where me and Grandpa Struggles live. But today I want to tell you, when I'm struggling, my favorite Bible verse to lean on is Jesus Wept. It is the smallest Bible verse in the Bible, and it's in John 11:35, and it comes from the NIV Bible.
Hi there, this is Blake Lindsay from Plano, Texas, author of Blind for a Purpose, turning life challenges into purpose in life. God's Word, known as the Bible, has so much hope and encouragement. When I find myself occasionally struggling, I get a whole bunch of inspiration from Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for a future and a hope." If you find yourself discouraged, think about that.
Hey, this is Mandy from The Abundant Life. One of my favorite Bible verses that helps me when I'm struggling is Romans 8:37. "In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." It reminds me that we are overcomers, that we can conquer anything that is set before us because we serve a mighty God.
Everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcasts on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey, guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
You have been listening to Struggling Blessed, but Not Alone with your host, Teresa Gafante. Remember, no matter what struggles you face in life, with God on your side, you are never alone. If you like what you heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. Also, you can visit teresa-blessings.blog for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.